With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump spoke with Russian President Putin Monday about his latest talks with Ukraine's leader.
President Trump told reporters he followed up his weekend meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at Mar-a-Lago with a phone call to Vladimir Putin.
And it was a very productive talk. We have a few very thorny issues, as you can imagine.
A new issue, an alleged Ukrainian drone attack on Putin's residence in northwestern Russia.
That would not be good.
Trump said he had not heard of the attack until Putin told him. Zelensky denies Russia's claims of an attack, calling it another lie to manipulate the peace process. I'm Ben Thomas.
Speaking to reporters after greeting Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at Mar-a-Lago, President Trump says phase two of the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas could go very quickly.
There has to be a disarmament, you know, that you have to disarm with Hamas. So one of the things we'll talk about, certainly, but there has to be a disarming of Hamas. Otherwise, very quickly, yeah.
Hamas says it will not disarm. A strong winter storm system is headed east tonight. National Weather Service meteorologist Cody Snell says the storm will bring strong winds and heavy snow.
In addition to the winds, these strong winds moving across the Great Lakes, the warm lake waters clashing with the cold air moving over top, will produce heavy lake effect snow across portions of the Great Lakes, including downwind of Lake Erie and Lake Ontario, specifically into portions of New York State and just south of the Buffalo metro area.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down by 249 points. The NASDAQ dropped 118, with the S&P 500 lower by 24 points. This is SRN News. A major church shooting rocked America in 2025.
A gunman opened fire on a children's service at Annunciation Church in Minnesota in August, killing two kids and wounding several more. The tragedy sent ripples running through the U.S. religious community, prompting churches, synagogues, mosques, and institutions of other kinds to look to their security. On a brighter note, one 12-year-old girl shot in the head in the incident and feared to become the third fatality, recovered and is back home. Michael Harrington reporting.
A Lake Tahoe school district is caught between competing policies in California and Nevada on transgenderism. High schools in California's Tahoe-Truckee Unified School District have for decades competed in the Nevada Interscholastic Activities Association so teams don't have to travel in heavy snow to competitions farther to the west. But Nevada bars boys from playing against girls while California allows the practice. This is SRN News. Iranian state TV claims Russia has launched several Iranian communication satellites into orbit.
A Russian rocket reportedly sent the satellites aloft Sunday from a launch pad in eastern Russia. The three satellites have a maximum expected lifespan of 5 years. This isn't the first time Russia has launched Iranian satellites, highlighting the strong bonds between the two countries. The United States says Iran satellite launches are in defiance of a UN Security Council resolution. Rich Thomason reporting.
Iran is seeing its biggest protests in 3 years after the currency plunged to a record low against the dollar. The central bank governor resigned on Monday. Demonstrations broke out in Tehran and other cities as traders and shopkeepers rallied. Police used tear gas in some areas of the capital. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.